music hall with Ben Crosby, John Scott and his orchestra, Marlon Maxwell, and music major man, Ricky, and Charlie Pears, and Ben's distinguished guest for this evening, George Murphy. And here's Ben Crosby.
Craft music all friends beams to a fighting world. On the coast of France, the shanks of Italy, the islands of the Pacific, men are pouring into ever-widening beachheads. They're doing their jobs, and the toughest in the world. Here at home, it's mandatory that we let Uncle Sam use some of our loose cash for his fifth war loan. He's paying for the privilege, and he'll be backing up the infantry while they keep backing up the enemy. I hope you'll join in a nod of deep appreciation to the infantry, Marilyn, even if you do well to the silver wound.
But the Air Force bothers me, Ben.
But the Navy does, too.
No, really. Yesterday, I tried to take a sun bath all day, and all day long, one plane would soar over, and then another plane would soar over. Why?
To the sea?
Well, I saw them soaring over, so I hid under an umbrella.
That's what Navy's are. You know, Ben, I didn't waste any time in the sun. See, I had a doctor examine me and diagnose my condition.
A doctor or a mind sapper?
That's what I had, a mind sapper. A psychologist.
Oh.
He studied my mind.
I dressed for him.
Nothing but my sense. Now, this fellow's great. He analyzed the situation between you and me, and you know, he came to the conclusion that when you insult me, it's not because you dislike me.
What then?
Because he's very fond of me.
Huh?
He's willing to bet on it.
If he can get down with money to anyone.
Look, this man don't need any money. He's a great psychologist. He charged me $50 just to look at me.
It's rough duty.
Well, some of these psychologists aren't bad, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Once a friend of mine was laboring under the delusion he was a horse.
Get him out of my bind.
This fellow thought he was a horse, so he went and consulted a psychologist.
Did the psychologist help him?
Oh, I certainly did. Next day, this man went out and broke the track record.
All in half and 48, huh? I went to a psychologist once. He told me I was very shy and could develop a defense mechanism. And you know what I developed for my defense?
A barrage balloon.
May I ask him, what is there about me that you don't like?
Do you take it alphabetically?
Oh, thanks. But I'm sure you don't mean it.
Oh, I don't mean
it. On the other hand, if you really don't want me around, I'll leave. But I hate to go. You're always so nice to me.
Well, it's indifferent.
Nothing but the milk of human kindness.
Go on out and find out who's spiking your milk.
The charioteers are now going to treat us to their treatment of Stardust. Stand by, you see.
Thank you.
poor La Maxwell gives a few turns to a turn round low, we turn to my boy.
Ladies, here's a good word about racing points on certain cheese products. Between now and July 2nd, there's a brief holiday on points for five of the famous Kraft cheese spreads. Right now, you can get any of these delicious kinds point-free. Kraft Pimento and Olive Pimento spreads, Kraft Relish spread, the Tangy Roca, and Zester Kraft Limburger. Here's your chance to stock up the refrigerator with these delicious spreads that are so grand for sandwiches and snacks. And you better get plenty to be all set for the 4th of July weekend. Tomorrow, look for Kraft spreads at the food store. Remember, you have only a week to get five varieties of the wholesome, delicious Kraft cheese spreads, point free.
The Metro Golden Mayors in Culver City, where the Lions roar, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary. 20 years of MGME has did just something really to Leo to level on. And among the many happy hands whose masterful meanings have helped to make Metro's anniversary a gala occasion is my friend and golf companion, fortune, bon vivant, and raconteur, George Mercer. George is the mighty man. The Metro's must be keeping you fairly active these days, George.
Yes, thing I have. I made a little picture called Show Business, in which I worked in Eddie Cantor's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I stepped over to RKO and did a picture called Step Lively, in which I worked in Sinatra's hair.
What are you doing now?
I'm with Jimmy Durante.
Not a chance, you hope.
Well, thing they've been keeping me too busy. They're cutting in on my time at the ballpark.
And that
that's
thing
I like better than sit out there in the bleachers and watch the work of an outstanding chairman.
Chairman?
Yeah. You know, you should get out the park and
often.
He and Roland Arama taking over the game. After the batter hits the ball, the chairman pushes him down to first base.
How's he make second?
Grabs a tab.
A great break for the oldsters, though. You know, I hear the Cleveland Indians have even made a firm offer to Bob, Social Security host.
Yes, they tell me that back in Brooklyn, they're calling him the benevolent bum.
I can't believe that. They're lucky to have any kind of players, really, though. Might have to cut down to six men on a team. I think we could eliminate the catcher.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Ben. How did you cut out the catcher?
Did you ever see Roundhouse Charles be working?
No, I never did. Never did.
I threw such a hook that I could run down and catch it myself.
Seems hard to believe. Why did you quit?
Couldn't get my mask on in time.
For my dough, you can eliminate everybody on the team but the umpires.
Those guys
have a ton of time. I know, I used to be one. Well, I remember one game, the bases were loaded. Don't hurt.
The
best team for this inning, for the home team, Roundhouse Crosby on the mound, and Strutter Moosey behind the plate. Play ball.
Hey, Will.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. You have to stand right behind me.
Oh, sure. Yes, I always stand behind the catcher. Why?
Well, I can't work with somebody looking over my shoulder.
Hey, didn't Charlie, did this pitcher any good?
Good. You ever hear Willie Johnson, the big train?
Yeah.
Well, that's Roundhouse Crosby, the big caboose.
Three ball. Okay. Batter up. Oh!
Hey, just a minute. Just a minute. I got to talk to the round.
Every time, the pitcher's got to go out and talk to the pitcher. What else do I have to talk about? They wear a more shoes.
Hiya, Troy.
Hi, Bruce. I got to ask you, what you doing tonight?
I got to tell you, the usual.
Usual?
Yeah, the wife washes the dishes.
Who wipes?
Somebody has to wipe them.
Hey, you two, play ball.
Okay, okay, we got to work out our strategy. Let's go.
All right, better up. Oh, nice catch, Moisey. I took off my hat for you.
Thanks. While you got it off, how about dusting off home plate?
Play ball.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. I got to talk to my pitcher.
Oh, no, not again. That's what I was trying to talk about. All you
scared. Hiya, Troy.
Hiya, Moose.
What's new?
Not this whipsuit.
Hey, Cross, how about pitching this guy a curve?
How about my high, hard one? I don't like curves.
Ah, now, you better pitch him a curve.
How about my spitter with a quick hop? I don't like curves.
Hey, it's
your mom's
play ball.
Can you
play ball for
me? Change my mind about curves.
Hey, Cross, I remember her.
Yeah?
Yeah, she used to play with a blockbuster bloomer girl.
Why'd she quit?
She pulled a bloomer.
Hey.
They'll like to see her on our team.
Well, how could we use it?
The three play. Why don't you get the coach to sign her up?
No, no, on second thought, that wouldn't be right.
Why? Well, every time she got on field, the whole team would leave their positions and go and stand with her.
How do you figure?
Well, I couldn't bear to see her go home alone.
Hey. Come on, you guys. Play ball.
Okay, okay, I'm ready. We just have to work out some tricks. We got to have a little strategy.
Announcing the change in the batting order. Pinch hitter John Stopcutter, batting for Heathcliff, Lacey, and O'Reilly.
That boy blew my bat.
Yeah, okay, okay, hold on.
Oh, you're the bat boy?
Yeah, I'm the bat boy.
What's with the bat?
I'm proud to be able to talk to a ball player like Strutter Moosey. He just has anything that comes across home plate.
Thanks, son. And it's mighty nice to meet a wild pitch.
Oh.
Thanks, I'm not going to be a bat boy all my life. I want to be a ball player.
Got anything about it?
Oh, sure. Only yesterday, I really took a cut at the old apple.
What did you get?
One.
Oh, nice catch, Moisey. I take off my hat for you.
Thanks. Why you got it off? How about dusting off home plate?
Play ball.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got to talk to my pitcher.
Oh, no, not again. That's what I talk about. All you scared and scared.
Hiya, Troy.
Hiya, Murph.
What's new?
Not this whipsuit.
Hey, Troy, how about pitching this guy a curve?
How about my high, hard one? I don't like curves.
Ah, now, you better pitch him a curve.
How about my spitter with a quick hop? I don't like curves. Change my mind about curves.
Hey, Cause, I remember her.
Yeah?
Yeah, she used to play with a blockbuster bloomer girl.
Why'd she quit?
She pulled a bloomer.
They'll like to see her on our team.
Well, how could we use it?
The three play. Why don't you get the coach to sign her up?
No, no, on second thought, that wouldn't be right.
Why?
Well, every time she got on third, the whole team would leave their positions and go and stand with her.
How do you figure?
Well, I couldn't bear to see her go home alone.
Hey. Come on, you guys. Play ball.
Okay, okay, I'm ready. We just have to work out some tricks. We got to have a little strategy.
Announcing the change in the batting order. Pinch hitter John Stopcutter, batting for Heathcliff, Lacey, and O'Reilly.
That boy bringing my bat.
Well, okay, here it is.
Oh, you're the bat boy?
Yeah, I'm the bat boy.
What was the bat?
I'm proud to be able to talk to a ball player like Spotter Murphy. He can talk anything that comes across home plate.
Thanks, son. And it's mighty nice to meet a wild pitch.
Oh. Thanks, but I'm not going to be a bat boy all my life. I want to be a ball player.
Got anything about it?
Oh, sure. Only yesterday, I really took a cut at the old apple.
What did you get?
One.
How long have you been interested in baseball?
Since I was 6 years old. I was thrown out at home.
Well, I'll tell you what, kid. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you catch a fast one. Okay. Sure, I'll even loan you my gloves. I should have loaned him the mask, too.
All right, play ball. Batter up. Trotter, get up there and bat.
Okay, Tom.
That's ump. Now, put that whisk gun away, Trotter. You're the batter. Why are you dusting the plate?
I never leave nothing on a plate.
Strike one. Right across your stomach.
Try it. That ball almost touched the ground.
Right the curse this summer.
Hey, up, watch out. Here comes another pop.
Who cares? Who cares? Go ahead. Throw bottles at me. Go on, throw them. Hit me again. Go ahead.
How can you take it?
I get 2 cents back on every bottle. Bottle! Oh, come on, fellas. Play ball.
Okay, okay. Batter up. Wait a minute. I gotta talk to my pitcher.
Oh, what again? Why don't these guys use a walkie-talkie? Look, you mind if I come with you?
No. Come on along. Who'd like to meet you?
Oh, man, there we go.
Hi, Sugar. Hiya, Troy.
Hi, man.
Look at you.
I thought his pitcher looked familiar. See, I've been thinking. Someday I'll have a ball team of my own.
But if it's easy for you, you already got an infield.
Yeah, and every night I have to work on their backfield.
I wonder what became of Abbott and Costello.
Who's on check?
Oh, so this is the kind of stuff pitchers and catchers talk about, huh?
Well, we have some secrets once in a while, and there ain't a lot of nosing umpires sticking a nose around.
Yeah. What's it to you what we talk about?
Well, I'll tell you what's it to me. You know what I'm going to do with you?
I can guess you're going to
throw me out of the ball game. Don't pick him out of the box. I beat the White Sox and Red Sox too, but he still can't handle the box. He starts to go in side, or to not. Oh, one wants a boo-boo-boo. Oh, it's him, as it's sad. Oh, you're out of the old song. Is back. 1914. Ground is broken at Potomac Park, Washington, D.C. for $2 million memorial to Abraham Lincoln. Archduke Ferdinand, heir to the throne of Austria-Hungary, is assassinated at Sarajevo, kindling the so-called World War. 1914. Mr. and Mrs. Vernon Castle make America dance conscious as young men sitting out a hesitation waltz can be heard whispering to their affinities.
Why is it every time I ask you to marry me, honey, you say you will?
Yeah, because... Well, I mean I will. Why not?
That's what I want to know. Why not? Why put it on?
Well, I was wondering if you thought we could get along and the money will have coming in.
My folks got along on a whole lot less.
Then I say, can Harry?
Of course, in a little while we may need a bigger place and an extra room.
Oh, Harry.
When that time comes, with the still isn't enough coming in, well, I'll get a job. If you can dream a little. I tell you what, wait, put out the light.
All right, Harry.
Now close your eyes.
All right, Harry. They're closed. But why do you want me to put out the light and close my eyes?
I've got to fix my daughter.
Oh, Harry, why are you so shy?
I guess I took care of some old man. Mother used to say he was shy, too.
Tell me about them, Harry.
Well, every Saturday evening when Pop came home from the job, he'd hand Mom his toe envelope and he'd say, well, you're crazy to throw it in to give it to you.
Well, that doesn't sound like the speech of a man who was sad.
Then Mother would count the money and she'd say, come tell you, Where did you stop off? You have 12 bucks down.
How much did your father earn a week?
12 bucks.
What sweet sentimental memories at home.
Yeah, I'll never forget, though, how Mother used to hold the youngest of us in her arms at bedtime when she'd go to town.
Touched on lightly and going my way. But here's a boy that touches lightly on others' matter. Will you touch lightly, Sam?
Now, here's a word about racing points that will be sweet music to your ears. Between now and July 2nd, there's a brief holiday on points for the delicious Kraft cheese spread. Five varieties of these famous spreads are now point free. What luck that is for you women who pack a daily lunch box. What luck for you who'll be making picnic sandwiches or appetizers for the 4th of July weekend. Better stock up the refrigerator right now. For real He-Man sandwiches, get Kraft Limburger spread. Kraft Pimento and Ollie's Pimento and Relish spreads are dandies, too, for lunch boxes and picnic baskets. And the tiny Roca spread is perfect on crackers for appetizers and for stuffing cellars. Don't delay in making your purchases. The Racing Point holiday is very short. And when you're shopping, get several boxes of Kraft Dinner. It's the macaroni and cheese that cooks in 7 minutes, and it's point free right now, too. Remember, tomorrow, to save racing points, to save time, Kraft cheese spread and Kraft dinner.
Well, that's music all for this Thursday, friends. The meeting takes up again next week, the same time as tonight, when we'll be featuring that preeminent lad of the saddle, Republican King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers. That's next Thursday. Between now and then, sit down and figure out the thing that you'd like to buy most in the world, and then take the money it would cost and buy war bonds with it. That's not much of a sacrifice if you do a little leveling in what some men have really sacrificed. Good night.
Turn the Craft Music Hall next Thursday at the same time, and our guest will be Roy Rogers. Marilyn Maxwell appeared to the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producers of the Technicolor musical Bathing Beauty.
Friends, now that we've hit the beaches of France, it's more important than ever that we conserve all essential war materials, like wood. Wooden gliders haul our tough paratroopers, and wooden Higgins boats put their interest in the men ashore. That's why we got to help prevent forest fires. Up in the timber country of Washington and Oregon, where I happen to come from, it's Christmas. And until July 2nd, it's Point Free.
The Craft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.